and try to communicate and try to figure out, to delve into what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to communicate in this manner where we don't have Nevi'im, where we really need Nevi'im, and we need as much communication as possible, and we're lost in what our avoda is and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, perhaps in this time, in this Eitz Tzara, what we could focus on from the Parshius that we are learning these weeks. Parshius that we're learning, but learning in a different style. Parshius that we're learning in a different way. Usually there's a mitzvah to lay in these Parshius b'tzibur. Usually there's a mitzvah to do Talmud Torah b'rabim, which is what the Takana, the Gemara Baba Kama tells us, is the source for Kriyas HaTorah. But these parshias that we're analyzing, these parshias that we're going over, there's something different in our derech halimud. The fact that we know that we're going to be laning them to be yechidus, as we spoke about last week, that the Rabbeinu Shalom was the one who laned parshas Para and Kisisa last week, and we suggested perhaps some sort of analysis of how we're supposed to approach that. And now as we approach Parshas Vayakal Pekudei, Parsha of Chazara, of a repetition of the Binyan HaMishkan, a Parsha that doesn't seem to have any new developments, any new ideas, really just a Parsha of Chazara, but perhaps we could hone in on understanding what is unique about this week's Parsha and perhaps how it fits in to the matzav that faces us. Pasuk starts out, Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Just a pasuk like there, right there, hits home right there. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, before building the Mishkan, he made sure to focus and emphasize the concept and the idea of Kehila, which is something that should strike all of us when we approach this parsha, Vayakel. We unfortunately, we don't have that same level of kehila in that same sense that we usually do. We're not gathering together physically this week's parsha. But then the Torah does not jump directly into the parsha of Asiyas HaMishkan, of Binyan HaMishkan, but rather the Rabbeinu Shalom introduces in Pasuk Beis, Sheshes Yamin Teasa Melacha, Uvayoyim Ashvi Yi Alachem Kodesh Shabbat Shabbason Ladenoi, Kol Ha'osa Bo Melacha Yumas. So we know Chazal tell us that you have to work for 6 days and the seventh day you rest, the mitzvah of Shabbos. Much of Parshas Vayakel in Halacha is referred to as the Parsha of Meleches Machsheves, the Parsha that teaches us so many details that we learn for Hilchos Shabbos about the nature of the Melacha, as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos on Daf Memtes, that the Avodas of the Mishkan are linked to the Malachos of Shabbos that we know and we derive. Specifically, what is Aser on Shabbos from those same activities that were done in the Mishkan? So there is a linkage, there's a connection between Shabbos and Mishkan that is really the source of our practices on a weekly basis. However, what is very odd is the order and the placement of the psukim and the connection of these two concepts, these two ideas. Of Sheshes Yamin Teasa Melacha, V'yoyim Ashvi Yelachem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbason LaHashem Kol Ha'osa Melachem Yuvas. And only after that, V'yoyimer Moshe Al Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael Zeh Adel V'Asher Tziva Lemer, K'chu Me'itchem Truma LaHashem Kol Nediv Libo, Yiv'yez Trumas HaShem Zahav V'Chesed B'nei V'Choshes. The Torah introduces when Moshe Rabbeinu collects the Kehillah of Am Yisrael and makes an announcement. The Torah introduces the Tzivoy of Shabbos preceding the Meleches HaMishkan. This is to tell us that you should know Mishkan is very necessary. We need to build a Beis HaMikdash. It's crucial that Am Yisrael have an epicenter and have that area that they are going to dedicate for their connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But Chalila V'chas comes Chazal and tell us that that should override Hilchos Shabbos. And Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Doiche Shabbos. And that is why Chazal proceeded, Sheshes Yamim Teasa Melacha, ויום השביעי יהיה לכם קודש הבושה ושום להשם כל האוסה בו מלאכה מוס יומוס. What's odd and what's very strange is that if one looks at last week's parasha, when the Torah introduces these two concepts, the idea of Binyan HaMishkan and the idea of Shmira Shabbos, it seems to be in the opposite order. This is a question. Let me find the pasuk. Parshas Kisisa, the Torah is teaching us, introducing Bezalel, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, Parak Lamed Aleph, Re'e Karasi B'Shem Bezalel Ben Uri Ben Chula Mati Yehuda, Va'amaleo So Ruach Elohim, B'chochmo V'sfuno V'das V'chol Melacha, Lachashoiv Machshavos, Lassos Bezov V'akesev V'nechoshes, U'bacharoshes Evan, you can take Evan Milamalos V'rachoshes Eitz, Lassos K'chol Melacha. He's going to be involved. There's a shulchan. There's a mizbech ha'olah. There's bigdei asrad. There's shemen ha'mishcha. And only after that, what? That the daber al Yisrael lemar achas shov sosai tishmaru ki osi beini uveinechem ledor esem ladas ki ani Hashem ekadshchem. Why is it? And according to many mefarshim, why is it that if you think that the Torah needs to stress Shabbos before Melech Zamishkan, and that's the order of the Psukim in our Parsha, so why is it that the Torah did not take that approach in Parsha's Kisisa? There is a fascinating idea of the Meshech Chochma that I'm not going to delve into, Rabbi Isai, but it's kedai for you to take a look in our Parsha, that the Meshech Chochma is Mechadesh, which is against many Rishonim, and it's a massive Chiddush, or Meir Simcha Midvinsk says, that it's because of this idea, and because of the placement of these concepts, that the Din was actually not true. And Meshech Chochma says there was one thing that differentiated itself between Parshas Kisisa, when the Mishkan was commanded in last week's Parsha, and the new commandment in Parsha's Vayakel that the Ramban emphasizes at the beginning of this week's Parsha, that Moshe Rabbeinu's purpose of being Makil the Eda was to collect and form a new Klal Yisrael after what? The grave sin of what? Cheta Egel. That was why we needed to form and to be a Kehillah and to restart, to reboot, to reprogram. That was what the point of Kehillah was over here. That's what the Ramban focuses on at the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayak. Says the Meshech Chochma, Chiddush Nifla Ad L'Ma'od. He says, Rabbi Isai, I think that Mishkan was Doiche Shabbos prior to Chet Ha'Egel. And after Chet Ha'Egel, Mishkan was not Doiche Shabbos. He has a fascinating explanation why it has to do with the approach of what Mishkan represented prior to Chet Ha'Egel. Whether it was similar, Binyan HaMishkan might have been similar to the classic Avoda that we know, the Avoda of the Korbanos of the Kohanim is Doicha Shabbos, so perhaps even the building process could also be Doicha Shabbos. However, afterwards, the Binyan HaMishkan took on a different idea and a different representation, and therefore it didn't have that ability to be Doicha Shabbos in Parshas Vayak. I don't want to focus necessarily on the Chiddush of the Meshech Chochma, Rabbi Yisai. But it just begs the question further. If the Meshech Chochma is willing to say something so startling that perhaps our order of our Psukim and our Parsha is now so relevant that it's going to teach new halachos about the way Mishkan and Shabbos interface and interplay with each other. And it might now lead to a different conclusion of whether or not you're going to be Doicha Shabbos with Binyan HaMishkan. So it begs the question much further than just an order of Psukim that I presented at the beginning of the Shir. This is not just a question of why did this come first in last week's Parsha and this comes first in this week's Parsha. Why does Mishkan come first in Kisisa and in Parsha's Vayakel, Shabbos comes first. But this is now going to be Mechadish Dinin. There are meshechochmas, there are chidushim, that people are going to be mechadish based on the order. That begs the question, what does the Rabbeinu Shalom want in switching the order of these psukim that now has halacha lemaisa ramifications? What is it about Parshas Vayakel that the Rabbeinu Shalom says, no, wait, before we get to Mishkan, let's focus on Shabbos? Why? Ad kedekach, that it's changing the whole approach to Shabbos and Mishkan. What is it about Chet HaEgel? Chet HaEgel was a sin. We have many sins. Why should that have any effect on the approach towards Binyan HaMishkan? Why should that have any effect on whether or not Shabbos should come first, Shabbos should override, Mishkan should override? What does it have to do with the connection? Chazal know that there's a connection between Shabbos and Mishkan. The way we figure out what's permitted to do on Shabbos and what's usher and what's prohibited to do on Shabbos is through what was significant in the Mishkan. Kol, like the Gemara in Bava Kama says, kol malacha da'ave Mishkan v'chashiva kari malacha. Whatever was an av malacha in the Mishkan, that's going to be considered a category of a malacha in Shabbos as well. So there's a link between the two. But why should Chet HaEgel change anything? What is going on here, Rabosa, in Parshas Vayakel, that is now taking a new approach in Klal Yisrael, that is affecting the concept of Shabbos, the concept of Mishkan, and the interplay of these two concepts? Rabosa, I want to do something different than we usually do, is bring a source in that we don't usually focus on. But it's something that I focus on. I remember when I had my first Shabbos in Fairlawn, when I came to start the Kollel on the other side of town, on Friday night, someone asked me this kasha when they were interviewing me on that first Shabbos on the Prava. So they asked me the following kasha. In Kol Mekadesh Shvi, when we were singing Zmiris, the Pasuk says, right, Ama'achrin Lotzis Min HaShabbos U'Memarin Lava. Person's Ma'acher, a person is praiseworthy if he's Ma'acher Lotzis Min HaShabbos. If he delays his Havdalah, he doesn't speedily finish his Shabbos, and he also runs into Shabbos bezrizus and with excitement and with anticipation, memar in love. What's bothersome about this statement, Rabosai, is it's out of order. The way a person usually approaches Shabbos is he's makabel Shabbos, he's memar in lovo, and then he's ma'achron lotzis. Kabbalah Shabbos comes before Yitzias Shabbos. Memar in lovo, Tosefes Shabbos, running for Shabbos, should precede ma'achron lotzis min haShabbos. There's a few answers to this kasha. Reb Simcha Bonami Pshischa was asked this kasha. Reb Simcha Bonim was asked this kasha. What's with the Zmiris? Why is it that the Zmiris present Ma'achron Lotzis before Memarin Lovo? So Reb Simcha Bonim Pshischa answered, I'll quote to you the quotation I have in the Sefer. Be'eshiv lo. Ki azmiras miyusadim becharuzim, vahemshechu usmechem l'shamro uliarev eruvo. V'imayu omrim lahepech lo hayematim l'chruz. Did anyone understand what I just read? Says Reb Simcha Bonim Mishischa, an answer that we might just chuckle about. Says, you want to know why the order is ma'achrin lotzeis umemarim lavo? Because the Zmiris were made as rhymes, as chruzim, right? Kol hazmiris miyusadim bechruzim. V'ahemshechu, and look at the next phrase. Usmeichem, right? Ha'me'achrim, what's the tune? Ha'me'achrim lotzeis. Oh, my God. Ha'me'achrim lotzeis min ha'shabes umarim lo. I can't remember the tune in the middle. Usmeichem l'sharmro u'le'arevu eruvo. So the next phrase is what? It's Hama'achrin Lotzeis Min HaShabbos, Umemarim Lovo, is gonna now what? Rhyme with what? who's going to rhyme with what? It's going to rhyme with Smich l'sharim o'rei v'ruvo. Marim lavo rhymes with l'orei v'ruvo. So it sounds like Reb Simcha Bar Mipshischa was just kind of knocking off the kasha. Yeah, it really probably would have been more logical to have it in order that Kabbalah Shabbos Memarim Lavo comes before Yitzias HaShabbos, comes before Machim Latzis, but the song wouldn't have jived. It wouldn't have rhymed. It wouldn't have been catchy, and Kol Mekadesh Shvi would never have been as popular as it is in all of your homes. Baruch Hashem that now it rhymes and everyone is singing Kol Mekadesh Shvi is the hot new Mordechai Shapiro song that everyone's singing in their houses. But Rabbi Isai, the Talmidim of Rav Simcha Bonim Ipshischa understood that Rav Simcha Bonim was not making a joke over here. Rav Simcha Bonim was saying something very deep in a very subtle way, and he was hinting to a deep message. And that's the message that I want to focus, that I think could shed light on all of our questions and our approach to this week's parasha, L'Acher Chet Ego. And I'm going to read to you the Lashon of Rav Henoch Mealexander. Upirish Talmidu Rav Henoch Mealexander Bekavanoso. The Torah tells us, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Il Mole Mishamrim Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Miyad Nigolim. Rabosai, Geula is on everyone's mind, every schmooze, everyone's talking about how Corona is Gematria Mashiach. And people are calling me, is it right? Is it correct? I'll spell it out to you. But Rabbi said, how are we zeichet to that geula? How does that geula happen? The Gemara tells us you got to keep two Shabbosos. Two times Shabbos. Why? I understand. The Rabbi Shalom says Shabbos is what's going to be mezakeh us to the geula asida. So let's do the Shabbos project. Let's just all keep one Shabbos. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. It's not true. It's against the Gemara. Mordechai ben David, I have a kasha. It's against the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara says, El mole Yisrael Shomru Shtei Shabbosos Hayu Nigolim. Yet Mordechai ben David says one geula. Says one Shabbos brings the geula. What's pshat? Why isn't Mordechai ben David right? Why isn't it just one Shabbos? Why? What? The Gemara needs Hesber. Two Shabbos. If you want me to be Chazik and Shabbos, one Shabbos should be sufficient. So listen to what Gershon Henoch says, Rabbi Henoch says, Rabbi Alexander, and this is the idea that's also stressed in the Sas Emes in a few places. Listen to the following idea. It's not enough just to keep one Shabbos. You have to make Shabbos that now Shabbos can now impact the rest of the week. Once you go through a channel and an experience of bordering your week with a Shabbos going into a weekday, going into a Shabbos, that is the ultimate total experience of just one Shabbos. Mordechai ben David's right. But my Shabbos can't be completed and really be fulfilled and really be a Shemir Shabbos that can bring the Geula unless Shabbos impresses itself and influences itself into my approach, into Sheish Shemei HaMaisa. That is Il Mole Shomru Shtei Shabbosos Miyad Oyu Nugolim. Shabbos Achas Karoi, Yishmeru Shabbos Achas Karoi, V'lacha Miken Kol HaShavu Asher Achreo Yiyeh Bivchina Shabbos, V'azay HaShabbos Abo Tia Gavoa B'Yoyser. The Mela, I'm going to now introduce myself, I'm going to now hit another Shabbos at the end of the week, that Shabbos will not be comparable to a Shabbos that I'm just rushing home and I'm just turning off the switches and I'm now keeping Shabbos. Rabbi said there's something incredible that Reb Simcha Bonim is telling us. Shabbos is not just stopping to do work. Shabbos is not just, oh, what time Shkia? I have to make sure that I'm there. Shabbos is a lifestyle. Shabbos is not just 24 hours. Shabbos is a week. Why do we have to focus every time we mention Shabbos? We get to Shabbos. Rabbi said, we leave campus. I get it. We don't want to be in Belt for a hole anymore. I got it. Yeah, we're home. Baruch Hashem. We have to have our children. We're geschmack. It's gewaldig. And then we have to go back and say, Sheshes Yom and Tasim Lachdecha. Why are you talking about Sheshes Yom? You think I want to talk about my math test now? You think I want to talk about the stocks that I lost this week that plummeted? That's what I want to focus on Shabbos. There's an issue to talk about this. Dover, Dover. Why is it that in the Kiddush and the Psukim, it's constantly in our parsha, the Pasuk Beis, Vayakel Moshe, Sheshes Yomim Tasim Alach. Enough of the Sheshes Yomim. Give me Episa Shabbos. Nish Shabbos Geret. Stop talking about this on Shabbos. The Teretz is Shabbos is not just 24 hours. Shabbos is a lifestyle. Shabbos is Il Mole Shomru Shtei Shabbosos. If you would start your week with a Shabbos, if that would flow into a week day that now has its connection to that experience of Shabbos, and then Memele, I come into a Shabbos, Azah Shabbos, as having a focus of Shabbos on the 3-6 days of the week, that's just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. That's Shabbos. That's the necessity over here. That's what Shabbos is. Rabosai, once we understand that Shabbos is not just about a procedure for 24 hours, but Shabbos is a new approach to life. Shabbos is a new lifestyle. Shabbos is HaMe'achrin Lotzis U'Memarim Lovo of the next week. That's what it means. U'Smeichim L'Shomro O'Lari V'Ruvo says Rab Henoch Me'Alexander says Rab Henoch Me'Alexander. You have to understand. You have to understand, says Rav Henoch Me'Alexander. You have to understand what Rav Simcha Bonin meant. He said, the reason why we say it in this way, Ma'achrin Lotzis Mamarim Lavo, is because we want to now make last Shabbos influence this Shabbos that the next verse should be, Usmeichim L'Shomro Liare Ve'Ruvo. It's going to be that Shabbos is part of my existence. Shabbos is part of my reality. It's not even going to be a hesitation, a difficulty to now be Mekabel Shabbos with excitement, with simcha, with happiness. Usmeichim L'Shomro L'Arei Ve'Ruvo. That already got influenced because now my weekdays are all Shabbistic, are all focused on the last Shabbos of Me'achrin Lotzeis Memela. There's going to be a Memarim Lavo. That's the two lines. That's the rhyme that Reb Simcha Bonin was referring to. Shabbos is a whole lifestyle. That's what was necessary. See, Rabbi Isai comes along the Chiddush HaArim and says something incredible in our parsha. On this very kasha.
Someone loves gear.
Zok teheilig Chiddush HaArim. Higid mashekoydem achet nizkar amishkon v'achar kach Shabbos. Before chet ha'egel, Mishkon came before Shabbos. V'achar achet and after Egel, Nisker Shabbos Koydem HaMishkon, the Kasha that we started off with, the Chiddush of the Meshech Chochma, and the Chiddush HaRim has his approach. Ki Avoidas HaChol Hu Inyan Meleches HaMishkon, LaHamshich Ashros Ashchina Kemayse Mamish V'Shabbos Hu Aliyah Hu Bittul, Hu Lekach Koydem HaChet Hoya Avoidas HaChol Achonu L'Shabbos, V'Achar Kach Hoya Nitzroch Siyu HaShabbos LaAvoidas HaChol, Shumaleches HaMishkon Kanal. Says the Chiddush HaArim, this is the answer to our question at the beginning of our parsha. Why was it that Mishkan preceded Shabbos before Chet HaEgel? And after Chet HaEgel, Parsha Vayakel, at the beginning of this week's parsha, we need Shabbos prior to Mishkan. Says the Chiddush HaArim, because you have to understand what Maleches HaMishkon is. Maleches HaMishkon is your activities. What are you involved with? What's your lifestyle? What is your focus? Where are you dedicating these actions towards? What are you involved in? Says Chiddush HaArim, life beforehand was clear. Everyone knew why they were getting sticks together. Everyone knew why they were harvesting, why they were planting, why they were dyeing, why they were coloring, why they were doing creating fabrics, why they were doing all the activities that their weekdays were involved with. It was what? It was for the Mishkan. It was for HaKadosh Baruch. Yeah, we have to make a parnosa. We have to live. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's clear. And if you ask the guy on the street, prior to Parshas Kisisa, prior to Parshas, the part of Kisisa, prior to Chet HaEgel, I knew why I was living in this world. I knew even what the Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa were about. And it was just a lead up to what? To a Shmirah Shabbos. It wasn't necessary to start the Mishkan and direct the Mishkan and focus the Mishkan and channel the Mishkan to specifically what? To lastly return by Abaris Baruch. That was clear. Mimela says the Chiddush Arim, Mishkan was able to precede Shabbos. Says the Chiddush Arim Lacha Chet HaEgel. What does the Medrash say Lacha Chet HaEgel, which fits so beautifully in what we spoke about last week? Says the Medrash, says the Chiddush Arim. V'chein kosov kilkal. The Medrash says in Shmais Rabba, Chof Vov Tes. After Chet HaEgel, what happened? Kilkaltem Nase Hizhiru V'nishma. We lost what? Look at the parsha from last week, Rabbi Yisai. I wanted to tell all you on Shabbos. Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu, the verse tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Am Yisrael, they have to remove Edyo Me'aleim. They took off their crown. Which crown? The crown of Naaseh V'Nishma. They lost that existence of what? We knew what our Asiyos were for. We knew what Sheshes Yemei, Sheshes Yomim Teas HaMelacha. Everyone knew what their Asiya was all about. It was clear. It was vivid. It was right in front of them. This is the world, the Rebbeinu Shalom's world. We're building a Mishkan because we're going to be Mashra Shechina. But everything connects to that theme, to that concept, to that idea. Says Chazal Shmais Rabba after Chet HaEgel, what are these Maisim? Kilkaltem Nase. What are these Maisim? What are they connecting to? What do they refer to? Oh, Kilkaltem Nase, says the Chiddush Arim. Now we got to reprogram. Now we got to reboot. Now we got to set up a structure. Now we have to set up a Zman. How do we set up a Zman? Il mole shomru shtei shabosos. Hoyu nigon. You have to now reprogram, not Shabbos. It's not just about keeping, abstaining from doing melacha for 25 hours. That's not what Shabbos is. It's not just one Shabbos. It's just one Shabbos after a Shabbos and a Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa. You have to be metakin the Naseh. You have to go back to that level of existence of what? Koidim Chet HaEgel, that we were able to say Naseh V'Nishma. That we knew what our Asiyos were for. Things were clear. The message was around. Everyone understood, why is there a Mishkan? What are we doing with these sticks? Where are we putting these items? But then things became fuzzy. Then things became unclear. That's Parshas Vayakel introduces a way for us in this reality of gray, in this confusing world, in this world that sometimes we get off track. We have our different decompartmental lives. We have our religious activities. We have our mundane activities. And they don't always necessarily channel in the same direction. Comes along the Rebbeinu Shalom, he says, I have a way for you to get back. Post the Chet HaEgel. Post the Matzav of Kilkaltem Naseh. Post the situation where we don't know how to connect our Asiyos, our regular activities, back to the Eibishter, back to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You know how you do it? Start with a Shabbos. Don't jump into the Mishkan. Start Parshas Vayakel. Sheshes Yomim Teas HaMelacha. Uviyom HaShvi. Why is that? What does a Shabbos first do? What does a Ma'achrim Lotzeis that now can imbue and influence the rest of the week, now bringing an ultimate Shabbos going and weaving right into a fluid connection into the next Shabbos? What is it? What is it about Shabbos? See, Rabbi Yisai, we in the world of Halacha, we focus on Shabbos in terms of Malachas. We focus on Shabbos in terms of do's and don'ts. But that's wrong. And Parshas Vayakel focuses on one specific malacha above and beyond, and really the entire Maseches Shabbos focuses on this malacha more than any other malacha. Tosfos in the beginning of Shabbos, as the Daf Yomi saw 2 weeks ago, asked the question why Otsa and Yetzias HaShabbos is the first perek that we learn when we approach Masechta Shabbos. And I think the answer, Tosus has his answer about Malacha Grua, but I think the answer, Al Derech Machshava, perhaps could be what the Meshech Chachma tells us elsewhere. And I remember my father used to always say that this is the concept that the Zohar tells us. The pasuk in this week's parasha says, "Al yetze ish mimkomo b'yom haShabbos." My father always used to tell us, "Mikomo al tikri mikomo ela amakom." Al yetze ish mimkomo b'yom haShabbos is not just telling you don't walk past 2,000 amos on Shabbos. Al yetze ish mimkomo b'yom haShabbos is not just telling you merely don't carry from one domain to the next. The yisoid of Shabbos is to reconnect oneself to the makom. What is the makom? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makom is not the world. Ela ha'olam mimkomo, like the Chazal tell us. The Rabbeinu Shalom's, one of his names is referred to as HaMakom, as we know, when we say in a Beis HaOvel, HaMakom Yenachem Eschem. Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo Yom HaShabbos, says the Zohar HaKadosh. You know what Shabbos is? Shabbos is the experience that a person could connect his life back to its source, back to the Rabbeinu Shalom, back to the Eibishter. Person on Shabbos could now take a few minutes, shut off all the other communications and disruptions and distractions of his existence and think to himself on a Friday night, on a Shabbos afternoon, why am I here? What's the purpose? What's my drive? Who am I working for? What am I dedicated to? Where's my devotion? Who am I connecting with? Am I alone? Or am I with the Mekoyim Shalayla? The Shkara Shabbos starts off with a perek. Not because only is because it's a Malecha Grua, but because the yisoid of an experience of Shabbos, the yisoid of Shabbos is what? Al yetze ish mimkom b'yom haShabbos. Take your breathing, take your jobs, take your hobbies, and reconnect them to why you're here and to who the Borei Olam is. And that's a Shabbos of a makom. Al yetze ish, don't leave the opportunity of reconnecting with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Don't leave the opportunity to be in his presence on this 25-hour experience of Shabbos. Al yete ish bimkom b'yom haShabbos. Chazal wanted us in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos to understand what the true purpose of Shabbos. It's to redefine our relationship. It's to rededicate our existence towards the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's to tell us and to remind us why are we here, that sometimes we get lost. So yeah, there's some more important malachas. There's some malachas that are not malacha gruas. But Chazal said, I want one malacha to highlight when I begin Masechta Shabbos. It's understand, what is this whole process about? What is this whole experience of the next 25 hours going to be surrounded upon? And that's Hotzah. That's Parshas Vayakel. That's Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos. We never had the Pasuk of Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos prior to Vayakel. That was a new Shabbos that was introduced to us now because it was necessary now. Because like the Chiddush HaRim said, many of our Sheshes Yemei HaMaises, many of our activities, many of our actions, many of the things that we are involved with, what? A little bit deviated from that direction. A little bit got knocked off the path. Sometimes don't jive exactly to that direction and to that programming. Comes along the Rabbeinu Shalom and says, I have a new process. I have a new Seder HaPsukim. I have a new Mahalach of Shabbos. It's Parshas Vayakel. First Sheshes Yomim. Then you can get to the Mishkan. Don't jump into the Mishkan. Because your Mishkan Maisim right now are a little bit off. The screws are not screwed in tight. They're not in the right direction. You need to reboot yourself. You need to reprogram yourself. You need to go through a Shabbos experience and Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos. Understand the new dimension of Shabbos that now could what? Spill over into the week to now create a Shabbos of Geula. now allow Shabbos to now help you to understand what the Mishkan is for, what we're trying to achieve, why we're in this world, in the epicenter of the world, in the Mishkan, in the area where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashreh is Shechin. Don't just do things by rote. Don't just do these activities because you're told to do or because the Rav paskened in this way. That's not Avodas Hashem. You see, Rabbi say we all often try to do the right thing. We don't always think about it. We don't always internalize it. Rabbi say we don't always have an experience of Ama Achrim Lotzis Umimarim Lavra. And sometimes the Rabbeinu Shalom says, you're doing the right strokes. You're approaching me in the right way. You're following the rules. But why? Are you experiencing this? Are you internalizing this? Do you understand what life is all about? What's going on over here? Comes along Kadosh Baruch Hu and tells us sometimes, do me a favor. Take a Shabbos. Take a Shabbos, be Shavis, and just think about these things. Internalize these things. Conceptualize these things. Recognize that ultimately the most important thing in this world is don't leave. You're not alone. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is with you. And now allow all of your approaches to the world, all of your Mishkan activity, all of your Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa to follow that foundation of Shabbos, of that first Shabbos of Ma'achrim Latzis U'mimarim Lava. Rabosai, I think the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling us at this Zman, when our lives just turned into Shabboses, we realize that it's just the Rabbeinu Shalom. We first of all, we're very much less active in the world. We're not able to be as involved as we were. And even what we're trying to navigate, we realize it's out of control. You know, in terms of trying to buy and sell and stocks, and it's just there's no strategies now. And in our phone calls that we try to get medical advice, to try to get certain people's, you know, suggestions, it's really also, ultimately, everyone's telling us, Al Yetze Ish Mimkoma. It's all about the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is all about a connection with Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really allowing us, I see this right now, to now focus on many of the activities that we're involved with a Shabbos experience in the weekday, on the week. No, I'm with my kids all the time. We're davening together. We're running around. Everyone's making sure to say brachas out loud, to say amen. We have the ability. So many people called me and they said, I never had the ability to actually think about the words that I'm davening because I'm not trying to catch a minion, but I'm actually focusing on. And at the same time, I know that my tefillah is so much more necessary to have kavana because I don't have that value of tefillah b'tzibur. So many dimensions of our life have turned into what? Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa that become Shabbos, that are influenced from Shabbos. We understand that now it's not going to be Kochi V'Omtzem Yadi. It's not going to be what I necessarily do. It's all going to be how loud I scream to the Rabbeinu Shalom. How great of a connection I form with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. He shut the world off into being Shabbos. Reprogram ourselves. Remember why we're here. Remember who runs the world. Remember who it's important to stay connected to. Al Yetze, stop trying to leave the makom that we so often, myself included, forget to do. Yeah, I'll act like that on Shabbos, but in the weekday, it's not Shabbos. There's no makomo. This is a different, an independent activity. No, comes along Chazal and they say Shabbos, weekday Shabbos, Shtei Shabbosos. Let's create the real Shabbos. What does that mean? It means let's reform our lives. Let's redesign our lives. Let's make sure that every aspect of our lives has the Rabbeinu Shalom on the tip of its tongue. Rabosai, when I say to people who call me, you know, in Canada right now, trying to be strategic where they should go for the next few weeks, and I'm saying things like, and Amir Tzah Hashem, if you go here, it should be good. I don't really mean that, you know, the jargon that I learned, Emir Tzeh Hashem, IYH. No, I mean Emir Tzeh Hashem. I mean there's no other Eitzah. Honestly, I could try to help you, but I don't know how much what I'm telling you is really helping you. Because the most important statement of what I'm telling you is Emir Tzeh Hashem. Be'ezras Hashem Yisparach. I mean that now. And I can tell you, my own experience, I didn't mean that when I used to speak. I used to say that to sound from. I used to say that to be accepted part of the club, to have the jargon. But now I actually mean it. I mean it like my grandparents meant it when they were facing the challenges that they faced in Europe in the Holocaust. There's a matzav of Be'ezras Hashem Yisparach. There's a matzav of Bli Ayin Hara. There's a matzav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. There's a matzav of Speak to Hashem. There's a matzav of Ein Lanu Milishoyin El Avinu Shemashamayim. That's not just a song. It's a lifestyle. There's a matzav of what? Klal Yisrael. Let's reboot. Let's reprogram. Let's start this parsha with Shabbos. Let's try to reprogram our existence. Let's do Shabbos before Mishkan so we make sure that the Mishkan is kosher. So we make sure that the Mishkan is going in the right and being bolted in and connecting in the right form. That's what Reb Simcha Bonin was telling us. That's the pshat in the Zemiras. That's the pshat of the new chiddush of this parsha of a malacha of Yitzah. That's the pshat of Chazal, of start, you know, Seches Shabbos, with this malacha that you wouldn't even thought was a malacha. Because it's the yisoid of life. It's the yisoid of life of a yid. Bosai, I'm sure all of you can have countless examples of how now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's image, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makom, is your makom. Now you're living with him. And now the focus and the idea of Hutzah, of Al Yetze Ish Mimkom Yom HaShabbos, is a reality. It's palpable. It's clear. How could a person deny it? You can't be an atheist in this matzav. You can't not connect to the Rabbanu Shalom in this matzav. To take a mashu and to totally put the world topsy-turvy, flip it on its head. That means I'm in control. And there's one thing that I think it's clear that the Baruch Shalom wants. It's for us to reprogram. In order for us to get back into our daily lives, to get back into Sheish Yizmei HaMaisa, to get back into Meleches HaMishkan, we have to understand what comes before the Mishkan and why the Mishkan is necessary. Why are we doing these activities? Why are we here? Why did the Rabbeinu Shalom put us here? And if the Rabbeinu Shalom has to remind us of a Shabbos and take our Sheish Yizmei HaMaisa and turn it into Shabbos, so then perhaps we should get some Shabbos stick. Perhaps we should change our clothing and get ready for Shabbos. Perhaps we should zone in to a Shabbos lifestyle. Perhaps we should focus on this introduction to Masechet Shabbos of Hutzah, Aval Yetzim Ishmim Komo B'Yom HaShabbos. So Rabbi Yisai, I think that's the answer. That we were Kelkaltem Nase. In Klal Yisrael, in Parashas Kisisa, we're Mekalkal the Nase in the Asiyas HaMishkan, but we are also Mekalkal Nase. We sometimes get distracted. We sometimes lose focus. And to me, it's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, this is the world. The world is Shabbos. The world of the Yemei HaMaisa is Shabbos, the world of last week is Shabbos, and it's going to flow into the next Shabbos. Connect with me, bond with me, relate to me, and mean what you say. Start doing things that we don't usually do. Start saying brachas out loud, right? Chazal tell us that the Adonim are connected, the Balaturim in this week's parasha are connected, the Mei of brachas. Let's start saying brachas out loud. It's time to get awkward, Rabosei. It's life or death. It's time to get awkward. It's time to do things that we don't usually do. It's time to daven for a little longer. It's time to add some tehillim. It's time to be responsible in terms of our Talmud Torah and recognize that that means something. It's time to be makbid on the way we speak about other people. That Lashon Hara creates magefus. It's time to be polite. It's time to be respectful. And it's time to keep on, especially you guys, everybody say, you are the ambassadors. And Muna is real. Emunah is not something, you know, additional, you know, when you just want to, you know, talk about Jewish philosophy. Emunah is the yesod. Emunah is the foundation. Emunah is the beginning. Emunah's before you wake up and you get into your car and you go to work. Shabbos comes first. Allow that to influence the rest of the days of the week. And then Emir Tzah Hashem Rabbeisai, we will be Nigoil. We will experience Emir Tzah Hashem the Geula. Haba Aleinu Bikrova, Emir Tzah Hashem, after the second Shabbos that comes off of an experience of Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa from an influence of that original Shabbos.